So what is the philosophy behind the design exactly?
We were influenced greatly by certain ancient type of first native Indian sedentary dwelling, the pit house. So they were half buried structure with framing and grass roof above.
Since the project is between an industrial zone and the river, how difficult was it for you to achieve a balance between those two systems or environments?
Well, I think this is kind of an amazing site because we're close to downtown, yet we've got about 2.5 acres of space. And I think this interesting aspect of the topography that's changing, so it's a sloping site, so that allowed us to bury the back of the lot and achieve that, you know, perfect privacy from the street, but then open up the backside of the house toward the view.
Mark Simmons, what was your goal for the landscaping?
Well, you know, there's partly speaking with the architect and the client, you know, what they really wanted here was a native landscape, one which enveloped and wrapped around like a shroud the residence. Really, this is the perfect canvas for doing something like this.
Where exactly in the design do you address the flora and ecology of Central Texas?
What we try to do with all our design is we base it on performance. What do you want the landscape to do? And there's a number of things here outside of the native ecology. But essentially what we do when we do the plant selection, you say, well, we've already tested the plants which we know grow on the roof. But of course, the flora of Texas is huge. We've got like 5,500 vascular species. So we've got a big palette to choose from. So we decided, well, let's go for the ones we definitely know work on the roof, the ones which should be dominant in a native Texas prairie, and then pick out the flowers which are going to be the showiest at different times of year. The whole thing in the end is to get as rich a native habitat as possible.
The benefit far outweighs the challenges. You know, we live in cities and you are several degrees hotter within the cities than outside the city. So this is going to be mitigated by this green roof. These runoffs, which are substantial in a place like Texas, which is this drought flood cycles. There's also aspect of sustainability that are very interesting, such as much higher insulation value. And then, you know, probably one of the most important aspects is that we're able to bring this fauna and flora back into our cities on top of our roofs and, you know, be much more sensible ecologically.
From the research done at the Wildflower Center, where a normal, say, black roof, a flat roof, would be around 170 degrees on an August afternoon. On a green roof, it's down in the 90s. So you can see that kind of, you're really reducing that thermal loading on the roof.
What ecosystem have you built with the roof?
This ecosystem is really a representation of blackland prairie. Now, remember, blackland prairie used to have all 20 million acres of it in Texas, and there's only a few thousand left, so this is one way to bring back, you know, the prairie and ecological function back into the city of Austin. I mean, you imagine you could translate this across roofs and backyards across Austin. This could become the largest preserve of blackland prairie scattered across the city.